You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound podcast. It's the start of the William Hill Greyhound Derby and my name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm really good, Mark. Looking forward to it. It's the William Hill Greyhound Derby. How couldn't you be good on a day like this?
Yeah, and what an entry we've got again this year as well. We've got the first round takes place over 3 nights and 39 heats. There's hundreds of greyhounds running.
Yeah, they got 239 entries to start with, being whittled down a little bit with withdrawals, but it's a fantastic competition. Very strong Irish challenge, as you'd expect. I think there are 30 Irish challengers in there. It's been a while since an Irish dog won it. 2008, Loyal Honcho for the late Seamus Graham, but I think it's 2-1 that they claim the prize this year, and they might be short of numbers compared to the home challenge, but they're definitely not lacking in quality.
No, they're certainly not. Paul Hennessy has got a pretty strong hand as usual. We're going to talk about the big three out on the first night. One of them is JT Jett, a quarter finalist as a pup last year, returns a better animal really this time round, and one of the strong Irish raiders coming over.
Yeah, he really is. He was, you could see how novice he was last year. He probably made the quarterfinals despite his inexperience, but he really blossomed into a top-class greyhound and comes here having won the Easter Cup at Shelbourne Park and is a major player. And I really would be very surprised if he didn't put down quite a marker when he runs in Heat 5 this evening. It's a five-dog race. Now, it's a tough one for the Irish. They've got three entries in it, three runners in it, and only two going through. But you'd be very confident that JT Jett will be one of those.
Yeah, he's one of the big three out on Friday night. Another of them is Droopy's Roddick, who's the Puppy Derby winner and won the Kirby Memorial as well. And he's another one with leading claims coming into this year's competition.
He is. He goes in Heat 8 at 9.15 for Pat Buckley. And he's looked a potential Derby dog all the way since that brilliant Puppy Derby success. I think William Hill went 33-1 in the aftermath of that, and it's been filled in. Odds compiler Derek Hope was saying that he'd actually like to be against him, but the state of the anti-post book means he can't at the moment, so all eyes will be on him. He's got a bit of early pace on his inside tonight, particularly Clondutty Alex, and he might not have things all his own way, but what he has proven with that victory in the Kirby Memorial at Limerick is he's a great survivor. He finds a way. He might not always do the flashy time like he did when he won the Puppy Derby. He'd everything right that time, and it was always going to fly around. He broke 28 seconds on that occasion, but he's going to be so hard to knock out. I expect that even if he has to work hard, I think he should get off to a winning start as well this evening.
That seems to be a good thing as well, doesn't it, about Droopy's Roddick? He just seems to have so much power. He just keeps going all the way to the line, and you know in this competition that's something you need in this in the William Hill Greyhound Derby.
Without a doubt, this is such a great competition because it's a real combination, a real test of you need speed, you need ability, but you need endurance as well. How many times have we seen great, impressive early pace performances in the first round and they're not backed up as it gets deeper and deeper into the competition, particularly, I suppose, that spell where there's three runs in a week, the third round, the quarterfinals on a Tuesday and then the semis on a Saturday. That's pretty brutal in greyhound terms.
A dog that will be used to that already is Eden the Kid, who ran in the competition last year. Not only did he run in the competition last year, he set the track record, and we get to see him on Thursday night as well.
We do, and funnily enough, we're just talking about early pace dogs not having the durability. Well, he's not an early pace dog, but he was early pace when he set that track record in the first round last year, 27.95, and he showed just how durable he is by his run through all the way to the final. He's a top-class dog. He was the best British bred dog of 2015, deservedly so, and he started off this year in great form. He reached the Scottish Derby final at Shawfield, got no sort of a run in the final, but probably his run in the semi-final, where he managed to qualify from a near hopeless position, would give real hope that he'll go deep again for Liz McNair this year. I do worry about his draw tonight. It's trap four, he's a middle seed, he's got pace all around him. Of the big three, I think he's potentially the most vulnerable in terms of winning his heat this evening. I do think he will come through, but whatever, I do think he'll qualify. He's such a hard dog to knock out. Talking of the track record, it's gone in five of the six derbies run since Wimbledon switched sides in 2010. So you might think that the 2-1 on offer about the track record going this year is, well, statistically, it's a fantastic bet. But this might just be the year that it doesn't go, because Eden the Kid took 11 spots off it last year, and in track record terms, that's an awful loss. Droopy's Roddick got close in the Puppy Derby final, just a couple of spots outside it, but it really is going to need a fantastic performance for that record to go this time. I'm normally all over the track record being broken. I'm sitting on the sidelines this year.
Yeah, if you want to find that market, by the way, if you go on the Greyhound pages on the William Hill website, click on the specials tab at the top and scroll down. There's a whole host of specials for the William Hill Greyhound Derby, one of them being the track record to be broken. Just while we're on the subject of that, Jonathan, bit of a curveball perhaps, but any of the other specials on there that you like the look of?
The specials yesterday to write them up in the Racing Post, and the odds compilers really do burn the midnight oil coming up with these. You've got obviously Top Irish Train, Top Bitch, and the interesting market, or Top Bitch by the way, Domino Storm, very very popular yesterday. I think cut from 5-2 into 7-4 as soon as prices came out. Now Mark Wallace has tipped her up today as his best in the Derby overall, so no surprise that people are wanting to get on her. She's in brilliant form, of course, comes into this having broken the Sheffield track record recently. So, you know, anyone looking for Top Bitch, clearly that's the big starting point. But I thought the interesting market was the Top Newcastle and Sunderland Greyhound, the two tracks owned by William Hill. And it's a who's who of canine talent when you look. Droopy's Buick heads the market, just ahead of Ballymat. Then you've got Pinpoint Boom, Bramwell Magpie. These are all serious grounds. What a fantastic honour and feather in the cap for those two tracks to be attached to this class of greyhound.
So that's the specials. We've also mentioned the big three out on the first night. Jonathan, let's talk about some of the bets then. What will be our nap selection for Thursday night of the first round?
Well, in the first round, you often, default position is to look for a really big priced one you think has slipped under the radar, but I'm not sure that's the case so much this year. I do think though that there is a one trial stake in particular to concentrate on, and that was won by Bubbly Turbo. He goes in heat 6 at 8:42 tonight. Now when he won his trial stakes, he was ultimately all out, but that doesn't really tell the story. He showed fantastic early pace only to check up at the third bend, one of a number of greyhounds just slightly distracted at that point for some reason. Because of that, his time was nothing special, but I think he's got untold scope. He's got fantastic early pace. I think he'll lead from the outset here, and I think he's the best bet of the night. Bubbly Turbo, trap four in the 8:42 for me.
Bubbly Turbo then, the best bet of the night. Do you have a next best as well, Jonathan?
I do, and it also comes out of that race. Lemon Jamesy, I thought, ran very well in that race. And to me, when he goes in the 10:03, heat 11, he goes from trap 6 this evening, I think he's got a fantastic chance as well. Blue Cafu heads the market here, and a very worthy dog, you have to accept that, but had an unfortunate experience at Wimbledon last year when taking a tumble in the first round. And he might just have a tough draw tonight with Black Rose Glen in 3, looking to go across him. Lemon Jamesy, who has plenty of scope for improvement, has got a vacant trap on his inside. I can see him being right up there from the outset, on the outside, and for me, he is tremendous value.
What about the rest of the first round then, Jonathan? Friday night and Saturday night, anything else you're really looking forward to over the next few days?
Well, tomorrow night on Friday we get to see the some more of the big, really big guns in action. My main anti-post selection will be Droopy's Buick, and he makes his debut in the competition tomorrow evening when he goes in heat 20 at 8:58. It's only a 2 qualifier, so he needs to be on his toes, but I'd be very disappointed and surprised if he didn't come through that. Ballymat, of course, as well, the Irish Derby champion and only just beaten in the Scottish Derby final. He's another to catch the eye on Friday. And then on Saturday, a greyhound that I'm very, very sweet on and I have backed at a big price in the anti-post market is not Brogan King. We see him for the first time. Now, he's obviously a little bit more speculative. He's got it to prove, but he makes his appearance in heat 34. Not the easiest easiest of starts with the likes of Domino Storm and Bubbly Bingo in there, but I think Not Brogan King's a dog that's just slipped under a few people's radar.
Well, let's get stuck into the outright market as well before we go. The William Hill Greyhound Derby 2016, 14-1 co-favourites of three, Droopy's Buick, Droopy's Roddick and JT Jet. 16-1 for Eden the Kid, Ballymac Matt is 20s, 25-1 for Droopy's Latina and JT Spartacus. It's 28-1 for Lenson Panda, 33-1 for Barricane Bullet and Claw and Paddy. Droopy's Awesome and Higher Butt also 33s and 40s or bigger for the rest. Plenty of big price in there as well, going all the way down to 1,000-1 shot as the outsider of the field. We kind of know what you're going to go with here, Jonathan. Your main selection is going to be Droopy's Buick. You just mentioned that. Tell us why you like him for the competition as a whole.
I just think his form stacks up really well. He was the best newcomer of last year and was really interesting to watch him develop. He started off as an early pace dog with doubts about stamina, but by the end of the year he'd really developed into an all-round performer for Jimmy Wright. He ran in the juvenile this year at Wimbledon, which I think is going to turn out to be one of the very best races of the year so far. Didn't really get a run in that, but showed all his pace. Scottish Derby, he went up there, he set a new track record in the semi-finals. Again, a little bit unfortunate in the final, but for me, Wimbledon, with a long run to the bend, is a far better track for him than was Shawfield, and he sort of served an issue about that with his trial at the track last week. He did 28.04, and that's absolutely flying. I suppose if the track record is going to go, it's a dog like Droopy's Buick that might be the one to do it. It's his pace, it's his durability, and also the fact he represents a trainer in Jimmy Wright who can do absolutely nothing wrong at the moment. He's the main pick at the front end. He's definitely my main fancy.
You mentioned Knock Brogan King in your preview already as well, Jonathan. He's a big price here, 100-1. Is he your idea of a nice each way bet here?
He is. He's trained by Jason Heath, and so far in England he's been restricted to races the likes of Romford, which he's run well at, but I think he's going to be better over the 480 course at Wimbledon. His Irish form would suggest there is a slight doubt about how well he'll stay it, but the long run to the bend will really bring his pace into play. And as I spoke to Jason Heath for a piece I did in the Racing Post about him, he's an ideal Wimbledon dog in that he'll get to the first bend and try and cut across the field, and that can be a race-winning manoeuvre. As I said earlier, he's not got the easiest of starts, but I don't think 100-1 is reflective of the ability he has. Just look at a recent sprint trial at a track where he dipped under 16 seconds. You know, he's going a couple of lengths quicker, two or three lengths quicker than Eden the Kid. And just look at the disparity in the prices of that duo.
And if you were to give us one at a huge odds then, Jonathan, which one could you see maybe sneaking into it at very juicy prices?
Are you looking for the Leicester City of the Greyhound Derby?
Exactly, yeah. I don't think we've quite got a 5,000-1 shot in there, but it'd be nice if you can find a big one for us.
There's a Greyhound who runs on Thursday called Tynwald Rodney, who ran in the competition last year for Irish trainer Peter Cronin, and was very eye-catching in the first round, then did disappoint and got eliminated in the second. But to me, he's the sort of dog who could keep sneaking through at big prices. He's a very, very big price. I think he's around about the 250-1 mark. And with the each-way terms paying a quarter of the odd six places, you know, if he can just continue to be there or thereabouts all the way through, by the quarterfinals, you could be sitting on a very interesting bet indeed.
Superb. Good work, Jonathan. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Enjoy the first round. We'll look forward to speaking to you again ahead of round two.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.